Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Meenakshi Sant. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister to also chair meeting of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of NDA rule states in New Delhi today. Centre approves 8.25% interest rate on employees' provident fund deposits for 2024-25 fiscal. Heavy rain and strong winds lashed Delhi NCR, bringing much needed respite from heat wave. Government to organize Khelo India Northeast Games every year to strengthen sports ecosystem in the region. And in shooting, India's Shambhavi Shravan Kshirsagar clinches gold medal at ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Seoul, Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of National Democratic Alliance NDA rule states will be participating in a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues in the national capital today. Our correspondent reports, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over the meeting and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also participate in the deliberations.
20 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers belonging to all 20 NDA ruled governments will discuss good governance issues in Delhi today. This meeting, organized by the BJP's Good Governance Department, will also pass two resolutions. In the first resolution, they will congratulate Indian Defence Forces and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the success of Operation Sindoor. In the other resolution, they will congratulate the central government for its decision to conduct caste enumeration at the time of ensuing census. Leaders at this conclave will also discuss the best practices by different NDA state governments. State chief ministers will give presentations on the initiatives in their states. The meeting will also deliberate upon forthcoming events, including first anniversary of NDA government, completion of a decade of International Yoga Day, and 50th Loktantra Hatya Divas, which is 50th anniversary of imposition of emergency. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to the United States has highlighted how India responded in a precise and collaborated manner to terrorist bases, headquarters and launch pads in Pakistan following the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack. During an interaction at the consulate in New York, Mr. Tharoor said, India is not interested in warfare with Pakistan, emphasizing that the country would much rather be left alone to grow its economy and uplift its people as they prepare for the 21st century world. Pointing out that Pakistan is a revisionist power, Mr. Tharoor said that it covets territory under India's control and seeks to acquire it at any cost through terrorism, something that is completely unacceptable.
Sadly, we may be a status quo power. They are not. They are a revisionist power. They covet territory that India controls, and they want to have it at any price. And if they can't get it through conventional means, they're willing to get it through terrorism. That is not acceptable to us, and that's really the message that we are here to give all of you in this country and elsewhere.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra Wardi, Lieutenant Colonel Ardeshir Burzorji Tarapore, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War in 1965.
Born in Mumbai in 1923, Lieutenant Colonel Ardeshir Burzorji Tarapore was commissioned in Pune House in April 1951. The biggest tank battle of the Indo-Pak War in 1965 took place at Filora in Sialkot sector. During the southern thrust of Indian Army on Kaloi-Filora axis, the 17 Horse, commanded by Lieutenant Colonel A.B. Tarapore, advanced on the right flank. The regiment was assigned the task of delivering the main armor thrust for capturing Filora. It decided open launching a surprise attack on Filora from the rear. When the regiment was thrusting forward between Filora and Chavinda, it was suddenly counter-attacked by enemy's heavy armor from Wazir Wali. Lieutenant Colonel Tarapore defied enemy's charge, held his ground and gallantly attacked Filora with one of his squadrons supported by an infantry battalion. Though under continuously enemy tank and artillery fire, he remained unperturbed throughout his action. When wounded, he refused to be evacuated. Later, Lieutenant Colonel Tarapore led his regiment to capture Wazir Wali. Unmindful of his injury, he led his regiment and captured Jasoran and Butur Dongradi. In this battle, his own tank was hit several times, but despite the odds, he maintained his pivots at both places and helped the supporting infantry to attack Chavinda from the rear. Inspired by his leadership, the regiment fiercely attacked the enemy armor and destroyed around 60 enemy tanks. Lieutenant Colonel Tarapore was mortally wounded in this action. The valor displayed by him in this battle, lasting over 6 days, was in keeping with the highest traditions of the Indian Army. Lieutenant Colonel Ardeshir Burzorji Tarapore was awarded Paramveer Chakra posthumously. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The centre has approved 8.25% interest rate on employees' provident fund EPF deposits for the financial year 2024-25. This will benefit over 7 crore salaried employed across India. This rate was recommended earlier this year by the Central Board of Trustees of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO. The approved rate remains unchanged from 2023-24 fiscal, while it was 8.15% in 2022-23. Heavy rain and strong winds lashed Delhi NCR late last night, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching summer heat. However, uprooted trees and waterlogging hampered vehicular traffic in several areas of the national capital. The rain was reported hours after the India Meteorological Department issued a red alert for Delhi, warning of severe thunderstorms, lightning, hail and squally winds reaching speeds of up to 100 kilometers per hour. The IMD has forecast a partly cloudy sky with a possibility of light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds in the national capital and neighboring region over the next 5 to 6 days. We spoke to senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Janamani.
दिल्ली का बात करें तो रात का जो 2 बजे एक स्ट्रॉन्ग गस्टी विंड का थंडरस्टॉर्म के साथ हुआ है और लेकिन लाइट रेन हुआ है राष्ट्रीय राजधानी दिल्ली में 3 से 4 मिलीमीटर रिकॉर्ड किया गया है सुबह तो ऐसे जो है छुटपुट बारिश होता रहेगा दिल्ली में और सारे उत्तर भारत जो हीट वेव का कंडीशन था मेनली राजस्थान में वो काफी कम हुआ है और जम्मू कश्मीर हिमाचल प्रदेश उत्तराखंड में भी हमारा येलो और ऑरेंज कलर का जो थंडरस्टॉर्म और रेन का वार्निंग जारी है आउट वेस्ट में ऑलरेडी शुरू हो चुका है और केरल में काल प्रवेश किया है और ये जो केरल का जो मानसून ऑनसेट हुआ है काल ये 2009 के बाद इतना जल्दी मानसून का प्रवेश हुआ है.
With the onset of southwest monsoon, heavy rain is continuing in Kerala. Heavy rain alert is issued till the 28th of this month. A report.
Malappuram, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasaragod districts are under red alert today. As monsoon intensifies, widespread damage is being reported from across Kerala, with northern districts being the worst hit. Fishing in Kerala, Karnataka, Lakshadweep coast has been banned till 28th of this month. Coastal regions and hilly regions are on high alert. Around 4,000 relief camps are opened and district-level control rooms are also operational. The State Health Department had urged the public to take precautionary measures to prevent the spread of contagious diseases. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
In Tamil Nadu, Regional Med Department has issued a red alert for two districts, Coimbatore and Nilgiri, for 2 days. Rains are also likely in Thoothukudi and Rameshwaram districts due to a depression at Bay of Bengal. More from our correspondent.
Due to the prediction of heavy rains in the Nilgiri Hills and Coimbatore, round-the-clock vigil has been maintained by the district administrations. A 30-member NDRF team has been camping at Coimbatore, Valparai, Topslip and Pollachi. Warning signals number 3 and 1 has been hosted at various ports in Tamil Nadu due to the depression in Bay of Bengal. 456 relief camps are ready at Nilgiris. NDRF teams are camping at places where landslides are likely to occur at Nilgiri Hills. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has announced that the government will organize Khelo India Northeast Games in one of the 8 states every year. Addressing a Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025 in New Delhi, he said that government is fully committed to strengthening the sports ecosystem in the region through multiple initiatives.
हम स्पोर्ट्स सेक्टर में आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. दूसरे और इंटरनेशनल टूर्नामेंट इंडिया में आयोजित हो उसके लिए कॉमनवेल्थ और ओलंपिक जैसे गेम्स उसके लिए तैयारी चल रही है. और दोस्तों स्पोर्ट्स सेक्टर में भी हम आने वाले दिनों में बेस्ट परफॉर्मेंस करके इंडिया का नाम रोशन करेंगे.
Moving on to the world of sports and shooting, India's Shambhavi Shravan Kshirsagar clinched a gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Seoul, Germany last night. Moreover, another Indian, Ojaswi Thakur, bagged a silver medal in the same event. We have more from the sports desk.
Kshirsagar's win was more resounding as she held the lead from the very beginning despite a solid challenge from her teammate Ojaswi Thakur. The pair had started well alongside Li Shijia of China with Ka Lota Selefi of Italy and Olympic silver medalist Huang Yuting of China close behind. With this, India has jumped to the top of the ISSF Junior World Cup points table with a total of 8 medals including 2 gold, 3 silver and 3 bronze medals. In tennis, Serbian superstar Novak Djokovic has scripted another history by becoming the third man to reach 100 career ATP Tour titles. Djokovic defeated Hubert Hurkacz in the Geneva Open final in Switzerland to reach this milestone. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals ended their campaign on a high note with a commanding 6-wicket win over Punjab Kings in Jaipur last night. Chasing a stiff target of 208, Delhi Capitals crossed the winning mark in the final over with Sameer Rizvi's maiden half century, who was also adjudged player of the match. Today, host Gujarat Titans will face Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 3:30 p.m., followed by another clash between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi from 7:30 p.m. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Meenakshi. The Prime Minister's comments at the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog have attracted front-page headlines across all major dailies. Help India make a developed nation by 2047. Modi reaches out to states at Niti Aayog meet. The decision to appoint 25-year-old Shubman Gill to captain the Indian team in challenging England tour has led Hindustan Times to write, Gill in charge as India's test futures takes shapes. Monsoon's early arrival in Kerala has Hindustan Times informing, monsoon hits Kerala earliest onset since 2009. And finally, the Indian Express informs that the Amrit Bharat Trains project to modernize trains and railway stations, inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi, will have 50 new affordable express trains that have features like radium-illuminated strips, toilets with vacuum evacuation. And with that, it's back to you, Meenakshi.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister to also chair meeting of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of NDA rule states in New Delhi today. Centre approves 8.25% interest rates on employees' provident fund deposits for 2024-25 fiscal. Heavy rain and strong winds lashed Delhi NCR, bringing much-needed respite from heat wave. Government to organise Khelo India Northeast Games every year to strengthen the sports ecosystem in the region. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.